Hey, what's up, folks? Welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm joined with Juanito. Juanito, can you hear me? Juano Saban.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
Good. I mean, so Trump survives the second assassination attempt. It's getting wild, Juan. It's getting really, really wild. Folks, stay tuned because we're going to be talking a lot about this today. And what are they going to do with the shooter that is in custody right now? I am very intrigued by this. I think it can open up a whole can of worms and implicate a lot of people. But we'll see. First, folks, get your three harmful foods. We live in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? Well, according to the U.S. Board Certified Physician and Expert Nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. And wait till you hear this. Because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin, they are banned in other countries except here. It's unbelievable. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy, folks. And I've been doing this, and I've been losing weight like crazy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to threeharmfulfoods.com/Dino. That's the number three, threeharmfulfoods.com/Dino. And get started, folks. You won't regret this one. Juanito, oh, man. Still, I mean, hey, this bro. Is insane. We actually got the shooter in custody.
Well, you know, there's a couple things that you kind of have to look at on this. There were so many anomalies up in Pennsylvania with the way that the shooter was dealt with all through the incident. And then after the incident with the cremation of his body, literally within just, you know, 10
they cremated him?
It's just,
How did I miss that one? They cremated the last shooter?
Yeah.
So what would that, be, so I know, to get rid of all evidence through. Whatsoever or what? I mean,
well, you know, there's all sorts of questions, even issues that may go to, was he under some kind of psychosis via drugs, things like that. You know, they can take all sorts of samples, things like that. How many times have you heard of a case where years later they exhume a body and look at it again and find something that you didn't know was there in the first place? So, you know, because the technology changes, things like that. In this case, you know, I don't think, you know, I actually think that DeSantis is right. He's not letting the feds take custody of the
Can I play the clip real quick
shooter.
So people can see?
Sure.
Yeah, let me play that real quick so people know what we're talking about. He just had a press conference. I think it was earlier today. I'm not sure when it was, but here it is.
Also, the state of Florida has jurisdiction over the most serious, straightforward offense, which is attempted murder. I've directed state agencies to move expeditiously and to provide full transparency to the public. In my judgment, it's not in the best interest of our state or our nation to have the same federal agencies that are seeking to prosecute Donald Trump leading this investigation, especially when the most serious, straightforward offense constitutes a violation of state law, but not federal law. In addition to holding the suspect accountable, the public deserves to know the truth about how this assassination came to be. And
I mean, Juan, that's, I mean, he seems like he's playing the good guy role right here. Can we trust this guy?
Look, I don't know that it's a trust issue. The fact of the matter is the law doesn't allow for the feds to take a person in this kind of a situation. I think obviously he's got good advice on this. And if the feds have a different attitude, they can go into federal court and they can duke it out. But I'd go slower, not faster. Let's put it this way. Once Florida's given him up, they're not getting him back.
So whatever happens to this guy, this is now under Ron DeSantis's watchful eye, right? Like Ron DeSantis can pull a lot of strings here.
Well, you know, just because he's in state custody, and DeSantis has ultimate, you know, authority over his policing agencies and prosecution. The reality is that he is not wrong to exercise that and force the feds, if they have some kind of a claim on this person, to show legal proof that they have that authority. The feds will have access to him. Secret Service will have access to him to do interviews, etc., and get whatever. But
could we see? I mean, this guy obviously knows a lot. I mean, could we see him get Epstein'd? Could we see this? I mean,
that could happen anywhere. You could, you're not truly safe in any prosecutorial or prison system in America right now. I can, you know, give you case after case after case where, whether you're in federal custody or state custody, bizarre things have happened. So I don't know that one's more than the other. What really you want, if you're thinking as an attorney for this guy, you want as many eyes on him as possible, so that you know, both sides or all sides are watching for their own interest. And there certainly is.
I would imagine this guy is very, very valuable. I mean, this is the most valuable individual we have ever had in custody right now, right? I mean, this guy can spill the beans on everyone, Juan, and implicate everybody.
Well, I don't know if that's exactly true. He could no doubt implicate some people and give us clues that lead other places, but compartmentalization, you know, it just depends on where it's going. There certainly is the stuff about phone calls that occurred, but what you don't know at this moment in time is that it may very well have been that some of those phone calls were related to a sting. You know, remember, they got him long before Trump actually got into range, and there's probably a lot of stuff that's not really being considered by the public. I suspect we're going to find out somewhere down the road that, in fact, they were aware of the threat. He may have actually been set up in the course of that threat to, you know, undercovers, contacts, whatever, and they took him out to learn maybe more about who else he might have been working with. So I'd go really slow on believing anything you hear. It may be months, even years, before the rest of the story comes out. At the end of the day, though, Florida is exactly correct. There is no federal jurisdiction on this type of a crime. It's a state situation. Didn't happen on federal property. They've got the ball.
Can I ask this? So do you think maybe they knew that he was plotting this, so they let him get on the property, they let him get as far as he did, and then they took him down so that they could bring him into custody? Or was Trump in his vicinity where Trump could have got shot, or did they take him down before Trump?
No, they got him. They got him far enough back. I mean, anytime, let's put it this way. One of the things you always have to be aware of is something that gets you in the zone, and you think that's the main plot, and there's a secondary plot. You know, you always worry about first responders coming to a situation, and it looks, you know, significant, so a whole bunch of them show up, and then a secondary attack occurs, and you take out all of those first responders. And that's one thing that is considered and trained for quite often. We're in a heightened moment where it's getting more bizarre by the second. Look at what's going on with the cat story up in Ohio, and they got all the schools closed because of bomb threat over supposedly the cat issue, and people are upset because you know, Trump talked about eating cats, and so they're doing bomb scares at schools. How is one connected with the other? Truly, doesn't quite make sense. And I think that's part of the chaos that's coming. Is a lot of things that you're going to be going, you'll be told in the media it's for this reason, but it just isn't going to quite add up. Even the attacks, they'll change, they'll morph, they'll be different You know, this week it's cats in Ohio, and, you know, next
breaking
month it'll
news.
Be some other
Sean.
Bizarre thing.
Here's something that I find pretty coincidental. I mean, obviously we know that they like to steal the news cycles, Juan. Do you think it's any do you think it's any accident P. Diddy just got arrested? I mean, to take heat off the second assassination attempt.
Well, it's interesting because he knew that he was they were getting ready to arrest him. His legal counsel, they had him in a particular location. They knew it was imminent, and so they were holding that it could have been for held for more weeks, and then any given day do it, just as you said, to control the news cycle at higher levels. A lot of times that's exactly what happens. So, for example, when they announced that they had got bin Laden, and they did that thing in Pakistan, you know, very bizarre on every aspect of that. You know, did it really happen? Was it really him? Blah, blah, blah. And they'd had information for a while on that. They were holding it in reserve. And when that was announced to the public, that was like 4 days after the supposed birth certificate was found lying behind the safe under the, you know, garbage can at the Hawaii Department of Public Health. I'm being facetious. Everybody looks for it, can't find it. Suddenly it miraculously appears operative. You know, had been in the background all that time. Loretta Fetty suddenly shows up and sorts it all out. The reason I say that is because they needed something. The news cycle was going against them.
Right.
And so
right.
They had
so
to
they
have
needed
a
they
huge
needed to pull the attention away.
Right. And so this is frequently done, and holding P. Diddy's stuff till just the right moment, somebody picked up the call and called somebody else, and okay, now is the time and do it. Because what you're really not grasping, if you're just the general public, this audience is different. Some of these alternative media audiences are not just anybody, because their spidey senses are turned on to the max. At the highest levels, where the puppeteers are pulling strings, if they've probably got 30 or 40 things that are on a scale of P. Diddy that can pull like a magic act, the puff bang, the pretty girl with the plumage
literally out
of her hair backside, and they'll do whatever they got to do to pull social attention, consciousness, the general public to go a different direction at a moment's notice. And they've got those just sitting there in reserve. And it's not like it just stays the same. It's constantly rotating. They're bringing in new things that are happening. And they'll, you know, have, you know, just like with the prosecution here, they could play that card literally in a few hours on a moment's notice. So, you know, he's parked in a particular place. They know it's coming. He's enjoying, you know, every day free until somebody decides, okay, now it's time to play it because we need to move.
It's they're literally they literally have cards up their sleeves to play at any moment to take you away from. Yeah, this is a way to let me play just for a second.
Yeah,
indicted on federal charges, the disgraced music icon has faced startling allegations for months: physical abuse, gun trafficking, and drug trafficking. On Monday evening, he was indicted by a grand jury in New York. He was taken into custody in Manhattan, where he's been for the last week in anticipation of these charges. Now, the charges haven't been made public just yet. In fact, the indictment was
so this
sealed.
To the New York... Not poor guy. I mean, obviously, he's guilty. But, I mean, this guy, he's just got the shit into the stick. He's their guy. He's the lucky lottery winner.
Well, let me just say this. We're still America. We have plenty of information that we have that, including other witnesses that say he's guilty as hell, but we don't know he's guilty yet. And so let's not fall into the camp of you know, whatever, but it sure looks pretty stinky. I mean, you know, without being in a trial setting and a jury and all that, or him actually confessing, you know, we'll let the jury make their mind up, but it certainly looks pretty damning with the information that's out so far.
Juan, do you think this shooter, Ralph, I think his last name is Ralph. What's his name? It's Ryan Routh, or do you think he's going to survive? Do you think he's going to make it through the week?
Well, you know, interesting thing, we had a person in custody in the state. I don't say we, the state here in the country had someone, and you'll hear about this weekend when we're talking, we have the policing people in, was taken to the hospital for a medical thing, and a few hours later, he's dead, two gunshots, okay? In a very unusual, bizarre situation. There's so many angles and there's so much at stake. Most everybody here is thinking you're only thinking at a level of a little bit of child trafficking or sex crimes or gun crimes or something with, say, P. Diddy or something like that. But the implications, the reverberations out into the corporate world, the political world, the Hollywood world, are so great that it could literally change the course of history in some ways. You know, how many politicians are going to turn out to be implicated in the P. Diddy thing?
Yeah.
Not directly necessarily, but one thing leads to another, and you're in a Hollywood environment, you're in, you know, corporate mogul environment. Look at the Epstein thing. Was it just him with a few friends? No, you're talking nation state level intrigue. Why? Because he was providing a honeypot, and then intelligence agencies and Mossad, German intelligence, that looks like now too, were all benefiting from these honeypots where they roped in people to be able to control them, not to put them through prosecution necessarily, but they get them roped into something and then blackmail them. Professors at universities, they're being roped in at Epstein Island so that they'll make sure that the reports go the right way. Why did you have very high level people, Randy Andy out of England, that level of people there? Because they have contacts. They allow those contacts to come in. They feel safe, get them in compromised situations, and then they're able to control them, not them directly, the people who invite them in, but the intelligence agencies that were running Epstein. Epstein's just a front, a cover for something much bigger. And I believe before we're all done, it's likely, see how legally this is going, we'll find that P. Diddy, Sean Combs,
with all of them,
was in his own zone being managed by people in the intelligence agencies.
Wow.
And so it took years for that to come out with Epstein.
Right.
And that's part of the thing why you have some people in the background that have gotten so pissed off. I'm trying to think, what's his name? Mick, whatever his name was there. That got so pissed off and was chasing down a lot of the Epstein story. You have
Juan,
a lot
it,
of
Juan,
people.
It seems to me like they're getting sloppy. It just seems
no,
like
that's not the case. What the deal is, Nino, is that there's so many threads that are going out from some of these things. At a certain point, it becomes unwieldy. It's like let me do it this way. Police oftentimes will do a pawn scheme thing to rope in the criminals with a pawn shop that supposedly is loose on the way they deal with items being brought in. And so the criminals know that the pawn shop will be, you know, more relaxed on finding out the origins of stuff and where it came from and just paying out big money. And it's actually a police operation. They're videoing everything. They're documenting all the criminals. At a certain point, you go from maybe you're tracking a half dozen. Now you got two dozen. Now you got 50 criminals that have brought in stuff that you can identify, pegged to certain crimes. And some of them you'll pick up for different reasons. And then take him off the street, but won't disclose the pawn shop side of the operation that's pulling in all this data. But at some point, you get so many players that the question is, do you shut down the pawn shop scam, have a party, invite everybody to a wedding, whatever it might be, and arrest them all at one time? Or do you keep the scam going because you're tracking something so big at one level that the other stuff is relatively minor, and these threads just keep growing, you know, 10 horns, right?
Right.
And so what part of the issue is, look at the contact list that you have with Combs here, P. Diddy, whatever you want to call him. The threads that go out, the potential investigations that branch off of this don't just end up being dozens. It may be hundreds. And then which ones do you focus on and which ones do you just let go because you just don't have enough investigative personnel or tools or attention to be put on it? You know, we're looking at that, something similar to that, for example, up there with Sean Taylor up in Tennessee. There's so many threads to be pursued concerning the money laundering going through the real estate stuff.
Yeah, yeah, be careful with this. Be careful with this on YouTube.
Okay. At the end of the day, you have to split up the policing resources, the prosecutorial resources over such a large area. The coordination becomes very unwieldy. So it's not about being sloppy. It's about something like this is the nexus for so many things. And then we come back to the shooter. That's part of the question. Where does this really all go? Is it just one lone individual? Was he coordinating with other people? Was there a sting going on? And that's why you're even hearing about the other people. You know, a lot of times the leaks that come out related to these things are more telling than, you know, you would think, because the stuff doesn't make sense. Why? Because you're not getting told the whole story. You're getting a half truth. There was probably some type of a sting going on with this person. They were aware he was there. That's how they happened to be able to get him so far out. And even the schedule change was to accommodate. Let's get this guy now. We control the situation. Nobody knows they were doing. See, think of it. You know, nobody knew that Trump was going to be golfing that day. Well, everybody knows he goes out golfing, you know, when he gets a chance on a moment's notice. But the reality is, if you knew there was a problem, and you have a lot of the public there and like that, if you suddenly change your schedule like that, and now you're in control of the situation because you know what you just changed it to. You know why, and you're going to bait them in when you have better control of the situation and fewer people with eyes on this because it's a complete change. And then miraculously, you pick it up at the outer wire.
That makes sense.
I think there's more to the story here than were at first blush, but I don't know that. I'm just reading into the situation.
Juan, you've always said that this, you know, this is going to go nuclear, and that's what I really want to talk about on the back channel. Do you mind talking about that on the back channel? Because that's the details in that are, I know they're pretty extensive, and I know it's, I feel now that Biden is given the nod or the go ahead to strike targets within Russia, Moscow, right? I mean, this is going to get red hot. And Scott Bennett has said October is going to have a surprise like no other. And I'm sure you agree with that. You've been saying that for years, actually. But it seems to me like they're not going to stop their efforts with assassination attempts on Trump. Do you think the next step is Russia? And could we talk about that on the back channel?
Yeah. Let me just say this. We don't know with precision what's going to happen. We just know that we're going to have lots of drama all the way through. And it's not just the next month. I would have to say it's more like the next 6 to 8 months as this plays through to the you know, ultimate climax. And then the resolution, like hitting a sour note on the piano, and then you have to resolve it. And, most people are thinking too close in, but you're not understanding. We're playing for control of the whole planet. That's why I was saying, even with the Combs stuff, the Epstein stuff, and a dozen other stories of that magnitude, that you haven't quite heard about yet that are going to be played into the news cycle. You can't think too big. This is for control of the whole planet. The nuclear is a latter part of this whole thing. It's not the early part. Every time you think, okay, it can't get any worse, no, it's going to get a whole hell of a lot worse. Jeez. So anyway, yeah, we can talk about that
in the back. Thank you. We'll go to ninoscorner.tv, folks. See you there. Let's talk about how bad this is really going to get. Buckle up, folks. And you can go to the Jennifer Mack, thejennifermack.com. Get yourself some coins. You got a lot of Juan gear there. I love to support my friends, and Juan is definitely a dear friend to me. Juan, thank you so much for joining me.
All right, bro. Talk to you later.